Reed Martin, we're sending out the newly updated, completely transformed, All the Great Books Abridged. Have we really transformed it all that much?
Well, you know, we wrote it in 2002, and all the classic, what are considered the great books, have completely changed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 981, Updating Great Books. My co-artistic director, Reed Martin, and I hopped on a Zoom call last week to talk about how we continue to update our scripts, including All the Great Books Abridged, which has two performances this fall, on October 7th at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and October 23rd at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Reed and I discussed how our scripts, like all plays, develop new meaning depending on the personnel performing them and the times in which they're being performed. It's not as if anything else in the world has changed in 23 years.
Not a thing. Yeah, I don't know. We've updated
all of our scripts.
Okay, at this point, most of our scripts, and we're in the process of a few more. And as updates go, I feel like the book show, we didn't quite have to update as much as, well, like American history.
Yeah.
We wrote of America in 92, 93. Well, there's been a lot of history since then. And so that needed a bigger update than books. But it is sort of true that in the last, 25 years, what are considered the books everybody has to study and know has changed a little bit. Some things sort of fallen out, thankfully. And other things have sort of been added to it, and that's good too. And so a lot of little tweaks to it.
And yeah, I don't remember, because I was when we did the show, when the show had its spring dates last spring of 2025 in Harrisonburg, I think. I was kind of astonished at how little needed to be changed or updated. I mean, all of our scripts have some jokes that were funny in a different time and are maybe not that, and are not that funny now. And maybe honestly, they weren't all that funny then.
Yeah.
But books has very few of those. I was surprised how much of it, played and as well as it did, particularly in the end, in those moments and those references that we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about the great books, many of which are classics for a reason, because they have been taught, they are popular, they have been adapted into films. And so there is this sort of common language about the literature and the characters that we're talking about. And I think one of the strengths of the rewrite is that we've started incorporating these new authors and their works that have entered the great books canon.
Yeah. Well, and we kind of started the rewrite, I think of it, about 8 or 10 years ago. I directed a student production at Santa Rosa Junior College.
Yeah.
So it was good to do it with, 18 to 22 year olds and get their feedback at that time, and they had some very good questions and they are very good points. And so certain things got tweaked there and changed. And so this, I feel like this, this was sort of a continuation of that. We hadn't done the show really since then. So I had those notes and then you and I looked them over and then changed. A lot of times it's just topical references.
Yeah.
Right. That, our line is always, we're as funny as the local crew. Hey, what's the town nearby that everybody makes fun of?
Yeah.
So there's so those sorts of things. I think I'm getting smarter in the published scripts just to sort of get rid of those in the published script.
Yeah, get rid of those. So there's fewer changes that have to be made. Well, one thing, and I'm Yeah, you talked about topical references. You know, one of the changes that we've made, for instance, in William Shakespeare's long lost First Play Abridged, which I'm directing now at Creighton University in Omaha, is like this whole argument that all Disney movies are based on Shakespeare plays, you know, and most of the references all the kids get. But that bit ends with this parody of the theme from the Mickey Mouse Club, S-H-K-K-E-S-P-E-A-R-E. Kids today don't know that melody. They have no idea what that is. There is a new melody, so that the kids were explaining to me how it goes, and that new melody fits better even.
Great.
Yeah. I don't think I S-H-K-A-E-S-P-E-A-R-E. That's me. S-H-K-E-E-S-P-E-A-R-E. Come and something, something, something. Come inside. Come inside. It's fun inside. The S-H-K-P-E-S. Come inside. It's fun. And then they all kind of go, wait, that's way more inappropriate than we all thought when we were children. You know, so the kids are finding their own version of dirty jokes, which, you know, it touches my heart.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. We've got Michael Faulkner is going out with the show this spring, and he's been doing that show almost since its inception.
Yeah. He was right there for the very first workshops.
Yeah, he joined us in 2001, and then we were writing this show in 2002. And so, so you and I, we're busy doing other things at the moment, so we're not doing these two fall dates. And we didn't do the dates last spring. But Faulkner's there, and he knows this show inside and out.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, part of the updating the scripts is updating the personnel performing the scripts. And so we have Doug Harvey, who joined us for the comedy, you know, for the Complete Works, I think, and has now done comedy. He originated the role of Hamlet in Comedy of Hamlet and done the Christmas show. And Trey Tyler, who joined us also for the Complete Works. And both of these guys bring new energy, new timing, new influences and ideas for jokes and attitudes about the jokes and about the lines. So the new personnel becomes as much of a part of the updating process as the lines.
Well, and it's on us, and it's not always easy to know it works this way and we should do it this way versus, you know, that's a good idea, let's try it. Mm-hmm. And I hope my default is generally, let's try that.
Yeah.
Something is just killing.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to kill. Sometimes I'll go, let's not change that.
Yeah.
But in general, I think it behooves us, and I think we're good at it, to be open to new ideas and say, we have not found all the laughs necessary.
No, we certainly haven't. And honestly, that's the best part for hiring new people is that they bring in more laughs. There's just more things to laugh at. It's one of the things I enjoy most about this job. And it was the thing I enjoyed most about the job when I was the associate producing director of American Stage Festival back in New Hampshire is casting. Because different actors bring different qualities to it. And it's fun to be on, for me, it's fun to be on stage with all the different people that have played your part. And every single one of them, sort of without fail, I've had to encourage and then order to get tougher with me. Because I'm their boss, I wrote the script, and they don't want it. And I'm going, no, you have to come back at me harder. Because that's your default mode on stage, I will say. You're a lovely collaborator.
My bias. But I think our experience is my role is kind of, it's hardest to find somebody who will play, pardon my French, an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right? Actors like to be liked.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's also the dynamic that, you know, you and I are the artistic directors and they're acting with us, but they have to act like they're the boss of you if they're playing my part, you know? And so, but to get somebody who's one who can do it and two is willing to do it, it just be the buck stops here, the boss, and shut up.
This is Christopher Moore, the author of Fool and the Serpent of Venice, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC?
This fall of 2025, we'll be performing all the great books abridged on October 7th at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and October 23rd at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Then we'll perform the ultimate Christmas show abridged in Washington State at the Edmonds Center for the Arts on December 3rd, in Olympia on December 4th, and the Capitol Theater in Yakima on December 12th. As well as the Reaser Center in Beaverton, Oregon on December 10th. Sign up for our newsletter or check out the touring page at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Reed Martin, talking about the importance of playing a good hard ass and villain.
I mean, I had that fantastic side hustle going for a decade there in L.A. where I was playing asshole doctors and lawyers on TV. Yeah. Occasionally racist, mildly homophobic. My mom would say, honey, they never let you smile. And I went, Mom, the check is clearing. I'll say whatever lines they need me to say. But also that your hero is only as strong as your villain. And if there's no pushback from the bad guy, there's no conflict. You got no play. What I love, there's one of my favorite examples of this is Mick Orff, who has played your role in a bunch of different shows, including all the great books of Bridge. But in the America show, he was one of the ones I said, you've got to channel your inner Mo Howard from the Three Stooges. And so that was tough. But in another example, on a relatively benign moment, this is in the America show where Dominic does this big rant and goes off stage. And your line is, Austin, you hurt his feelings. And you said that as kind of a just an observation. Yeah. And Mick attacked me. Dude, you hurt his feelings. And I didn't. What? And it was great. It was so funny. It made me laugh.
Well, that's the thing. Also, we do the show so much, we have to remind ourselves to react to what we are given by that particular actor on that particular night. We sort of have a default, like, not that you're on automatic, but I go, you hurt his feeling. I didn't. Right.
Yeah.
And so he does something else, and to allow ourselves to be affected by that and respond in a different, genuine way, it's fun. And sometimes it's challenging.
Yeah, it's great. There's so much to keeping the show fresh, not just updating the lines.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing that involves the vaguest tease of what we think our next show will be, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Our fall 2025 tour of all the great books abridged and the ultimate Christmas show abridged kicks off October 7th at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Send us your greatest book via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks as always to It's Pronounced Harda, Matthew Croke, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Eric Gerleman. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Christopher Moore, author of so many great books, including Fool and Lamb, The Gospel According to Biff, Christ's Childhood Pal. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 981 2943rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Our last two shows have been William Shakespeare's Long Lost First Play abridged and the Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel. And I think you and I know, between the two of us, what we think our next show will be. And
I'm not so sure anymore. But anyway, it's been an idea that we had for a long time. And then the pandemic hit. So,
well, that's, I guess my point is, I think if the pandemic hadn't hit, we would have written that show by now.
Oh, and I do think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I don't know when we'll get to it. I don't know, because everybody's calendars have been pushed so far back.
Yeah. 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 No, I thought about that. We're being so secretive.
I know.
No, I thought about that shit. I just think the world has maybe changed, you know, or I've changed certainly. So I don't know. We actually haven't talked about it for a while.
No, we haven't. I think it could still work, and we should probably have this conversation, continue this conversation after we turn the microphones off.
Yeah.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.